From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, highlight of the week, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Here is the news. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo says state needs the press, and Indonesia expects IACEPA economic partnership to increase Australian investment. Now the news in detail. The state needs the press in true perspective to function as the fourth pillar of democracy and play a vital role in maintaining conducive situation of the state and nation. President Jokowi, while addressing National Press Day 2020 on Saturday, stated, "As the fourth pillar of democracy, the press is expected to provide information to the public, thwart hoaxes, and maintain conducive situation of the nation." He highlighted that the public also needs the press since it is obtaining good, reliable information from journalists joining the press association or a good environment. Hence, the president noted that the government and various relevant parties had held discussions to issue a regulation in favor of the press so that journalists can perform their duties as properly as possible. The government of Indonesia hopes that the Indonesia-Australia Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, or IACEPA, can increase the investment of Australian companies in Indonesia. That was said by Coordinating Minister for the Economy Erlangga Hartarto in Canberra, Australia on Saturday. Erlangga conveyed this in connection with President Joko Widodo's visit for 2 days on 9th and 10th of February 2020, which one of the agendas discusses the action plan of the IACEPA, which was just ratified by the Indonesian Parliament on February 6, 2020. Australian investment in Indonesia in 2018 will reach $597.4 million, with 635 projects comprising more than 400 Australian companies operating in various sectors such as mining, agriculture, infrastructure, finance, health, food, beverages, and transportation. Indonesia-Australia trade in 2018, according to Ministry of Trade data, the total reached $8.62 billion, with Indonesian exports to Australia reaching $2.8 billion and imports of $5.82 billion, alias Indonesia experienced a trade deficit of up to $3.02 billion. The majority of Indonesians in mainland China had returned to Indonesia following the Indonesian embassy's call for them to stay in their hometowns while waiting for the return of normalcy as the number of people confirmed to have recovered from the new coronavirus infection has climbed to 2,651. It was stated by Indonesian Ambassador to China, Jauhari Oratmangun, to Antara News Agency, who contacted him from Jakarta on Sunday. The Indonesian embassy in Beijing had issued an official statement letter containing a call for Indonesians across China to return home if they had no essential reasons to keep staying to help them get rid of the impacts of deadly novel coronavirus outbreak. The official statement letter was dated on January 29, 2020, and signed by Coordinator of the Protocol and Consular Affairs at the Indonesian Embassy in Beijing, Ihsan Firdaus. Despite the fact that majority of Indonesians had left China, Ambassador Jauhari Oratmangun said, seven Indonesians still stay in Hubei province, the epicenter of China's novel coronavirus outbreak. They are all in good health, he said, adding that he holds daily video calls with them to know about their health condition. The search efforts to locate the Indonesian Army's Mi-17 helicopter, which has gone missing in Papua province since June 28, 2019, were resumed on Sunday by conducting a sweeping aerial operation above the area of Mimin village. Commander of the 1715 Yahu Kimo District Military Command, Letnan Colonel Eko Budi, told Antara, who contacted him from Jayapura, the capital of Papua province, on Sunday that the aerial operation was carried out by using a civilian chopper. Five soldiers joined the aerial operation. He said during the search mission, the civilian chopper swept the area of Mimin village because it might be the location of the Mi-17 crash. He added the Mimin village area remains regarded by the residents of Pegunungan Bintang district as a sacred natural site, and the search and rescue ground team members did not sweep the area. Arada Wasefis, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Persebaya coach Aji Santoso assesses the 3-1 win over Sabah FA in an international trial match lifted the players' confidence in facing League 1 of the 2020 season. This was said by Aji Santoso after the match at Gelora Bung Tomo Stadium in Surabaya Saturday night. In a match that began with the launch of the team, Persebaya scored each scored by David Da Silva in the 9th and 40th minutes and Irfan Jaya in the 90+3 minute, while one Sabah FA goal scored by Hector Dinar Ramos in the 6th minute. Despite boosting his mentality on the field, Aji Santoso looked more at evaluating matches, including the team's readiness to face the highest competition in Indonesia. Meanwhile, Sabah FA coach Kurniawan Dwi Yulianto congratulated Persebaya and thanked his players for the match. The Indonesian national soccer legend also wished for Persebaya's success and winning the first league title in 2020 season. Now we move to world news. The number of coronavirus deaths has overtaken that of the SARS epidemic in 2003. In China's Hubei province alone, the epicenter of the latest outbreak, the death toll now is put at 780 by regional health officials. All but one of the overall total of 803 deaths have so far been in mainland China and Hong Kong. In 2003, 774 people were killed by SARS or severe acute respiratory syndrome in more than 2 dozen countries. More than 34,800 people have been infected with the new coronavirus worldwide, the vast majority in China. Last month, the World Health Organization or WHO declared a global health emergency over the new outbreak. The last item. Thai security forces on Sunday shot and killed a rogue soldier who went on a rampage in a shopping mall in a northeastern city, ending an overnight siege after a series of attacks that left at least 20 people dead. Public Health Minister Anutin Charnvirakul confirmed the soldier had been shot dead at the Terminal 21 mall in the city of Nakhon Ratchasima. Police have identified the suspected shooter as 32-year-old soldier Jakrap Pant Toma. The killings began at around 3 p.m. or 800 GMT on Saturday when the soldier opened fire in a house before moving to an army camp and then to the mall. And listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
This week's spotlight is on Indonesian citizen from Wuhan in good health. The condition of Indonesian citizens quarantined on Natuna Islands, Riau Islands, after being evacuated from Wuhan, China, is encouraging. They showed no signs of illness. Commander of the Joint Regional Defense Command 1, Rear Admiral Yudo Margono, in Natuna on Tuesday, February the 4th, stated that they were in good health until the third day of observation. He said Natuna residents can carry out daily activities without the need to fret. What important is maintaining health, especially by using masks. A total of 237 Indonesians who previously lived in Wuhan, plus one foreign national, namely the husband of an Indonesian citizen, five members of the advance team and 42 team members of the pickup are now observed in the hangar of Raden Sajat Airport, Natuna Island. They were observed for 14 days since arrival on Sunday, February the 2nd. According to Rear Admiral Yudo Margono, the closest settlement is located in Penagi East Bunguran District, 1.3 kilometers away from the observation site. This distance is safe because the activities of those who are observed are limited around the hangar. Meanwhile, Minister of Health Terawan Agus Putranto said on Tuesday that he would guarantee the health of Indonesian citizens who had just been evacuated from Wuhan and the people living in Natuna. He emphasized that good communication is necessary and will continue to be carried out addressing the concern of Natuna residents. He ensured that the handling steps taken related to the evacuation of the Indonesian citizens from Wuhan to observations in Natuna had met WHO standards. According to him, foreign media also praised the steps taken by the Indonesian government in handling the evacuation, including the standard and use of security equipment. Minister Terawan stressed this is a lightning-fast operation and must be precise. Meanwhile, President Joko Widodo has explained the reason Natuna Island was chosen as a place of observation for 238 people who had just returned from Wuhan. According to President, Natuna Island is the most ready. Everything that is observed is actually healthy. So observation for 14 days is carried out according to health protocol. Well, that was this week's Spotlights over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today in history, I'll begin with February the 9th, 1946. The Indonesian Journalists Association was established. The Indonesian Journalists Association, known as PWI, is the first professional journalist association in Indonesia. At a journalist congress in Solo, precisely on February the 9th, 1946, they agreed to establish an organization under the name of the Indonesian Journalists Association. The purpose of the PWI is to unite all journalists and all their potentials. During the Congress, Sumanang was elected as the first chairman of the Indonesian Journalists Association. In 1985, through Presidential Decree No. 5 of 1985, the birthday of the Indonesian Journalists Association officially became the National Press Day. Turning to February the 9th, 1965, the Vietnam War begins. The Vietnam War, or also known as the Second Indochina War, began on February the 9th, 1965. Previously, the First Indochina War occurred when the Vietnamese fought against France, which ended in the defeat of France in the 50s. On February the 9th, it can be said the beginning of the Second Indochina War marked by the arrival of the 1st Battalion of United States War Troops sent to South Vietnam, which was an air defense force incorporated in the American Marine Corps. The sending of the American War Troops led to protests from all over the world. The Vietnam War ended in the early 70s when the U.S. troops left. I'll end with January the 9th, 2011, Iran Air Flight 277 crash. Iran Air Flight 277 crashed after the plane failed to land due to bad weather at Urmia Airport, West Azerbaijan Province, Iran, and the aircraft with flight routes for Mehrabad International Airport, Tehran, Iran, and Urmia was a Boeing 727 owned by Iran Airlines. At least 77 people were killed and 26 injured. The rescue effort was compounded by the presence of thick snow at the location. Well, that was Today in History, our Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our podcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Hisataka Fukuda in Japan. He was listening to our podcast in Japanese language through 4750 kHz on January 28, 2020 at 12:19 to 12:55 UTC. Hello, Mr. Hisataka Fukuda. Thank you for your reception report on our broadcast. Our technical division told that frequency 3325 kHz, which is emitted from Palangkaraya, especially for Central and South Asian regions. In addition to broadcasting through 3325 kHz, Voice of Indonesia also broadcasts through streaming www.voinews.id. You can also find out some information from this website. As appreciation, we will play a beautiful song for you. Here is the song.
Pintu hati yang kau tutup, bolehkah ku buka? Sekedar melangkah masuk dan coba menyapa. Usah lagi kau simpan kecewa karena dia. Beri dirimu kesempatan untuk menyamai cinta. Membelai
You are listening to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on Indonesia Triathlon Series drives the sport tourism industry. Indonesia will hold the Indonesia Triathlon Series or ITS on February the 22nd and 23rd in Palembang with the target to encourage the sports tourism industry in the country. Indonesian Triathlon Series or ITF Chief Commercial and Communication Officer Kiki Taher said in a written statement received in Jakarta on Friday that this sport tourism has experiential impact. According to him, based on data, 90% of sport tourism participants will go home by telling them with word of mouth what they feel. Kiki said that based on his records, in one time, the implementation of triathlon could have an economic impact of 450 billion rupiahs. This potential has been maximized by Australia and New Zealand in absorbing revenues from tourism sport by up to 55%. However, according to Kiki Taher, to absorb the economic potential requires cooperation from all parties, ranging from the central government, regional government sponsors, to the public affected by the event. Meanwhile, Palembang Triathlon 2020 Executive Chief Ahmad Noviadi said the event was the second time in Indonesia, but this year Palembang Triathlon is included in the ITS series, making it more challenging because it uses a point system. Noviadi explained that this point system will also be used for the implementation of 5 other ITS triathlons held this year, namely Jakarta City Triathlon in June, Bandung City Triathlon in August, Belitung Triathlon in September, Mandalika Triathlon in October, and Pariaman Triathlon in November. While Palembang Triathlon 2020 was divided into 2 categories on February 22nd, for the youth, elite and military categories competed, while on February the 23rd for the age group category. According to the agenda, the participants will swim in Jakabaring Lake, ride the Ampera Bridge on the second day only, and run around Jakabaring. Well, that was My Indonesia Today over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we'll reply an email from our listener, Siddhartha Bhattacharji in India. He was listening to our broadcast in German language. Hello, Mr. Siddhartha Bhattacharji. Thank you very much for your attention on our broadcast. Your email has been forwarded to German section. So please be patient to wait for the reply. Thank you. Special for you, we will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
Coba rasakan apa yang ku rasakan, tapi tak bisa, ku tak bisa. Dengarkanlah kata isi hatiku, mungkin kita
pernah menangis, kita pernah tertawa, tak akan pernah ku lupa. Mungkin kini bukan kamu lagi yang di benakku, dan mungkin memang sejalan. Dan kini aku ingin kamu, ingin kita untuk sudahi cinta kita. Ku tak bisa untuk terus cinta karena kau selalu saja tak pernah jadikan ku yang pertama, ku sendiri saja. Ingin kamu, ingin kita, kita sudahi cinta kita. Ku tak bisa
Voice of Indonesia.
And that was Office Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder featuring Indonesian Tourism. Today, I will invite you to visit Bukit Kapur Sekapuk or Kapur Sekapuk Hill in Gresik, East Jawa Province to visit an Instagrammable spot. Gresik is one of the cities in East Jawa that is better known for its industrial area rather than its tourism. It turns out that Gresik has a place that attracts the attention of tourists because it has an Instagrammable spot called Bukit Kapur Sekapuk. This place is located in the village of Sekapuk, Ujung Pangkah, sub-district Gresik, East Jawa. The majority of the population works as farmers and diggers of the limestone quarry. At first, Bukit Kapur Sekapuk was only one of several limestone hills in Gresik. Then, in 1950s, the hill began to be dug, sawed, and carved. The result of the excavation and carving formed an exotic and charming structure. Bukit Kapur Sekapuk has just been renovated. The structure, which is said to be similar to the buildings of ancient Greek civilization, has increased its facilities, such as the addition of small houses that are round with walls made of wood and equipped with doors that are suitable as a spot for selfie photos. In addition, there are also large sculptures and alcoves that resemble small lakes with green water. When viewed from above, the contrast of the color of the limestone hill and the lake water is very eye-catching. No wonder, because of its beauty, the lakes have become a great background for taking pictures. In addition, visitors who like a challenge will often jump into the water from the top of the hill to add photos of their trip. Bukit Kapur Sekapuk area extends along 2 until 3 kilometers. Access to get there is still uneven, but even so, you can use a car, motorcycle, or even go on foot to explore it. It is not difficult to find the location because around Bukit Kapur Sekapuk, there are a lot of lime transport vehicles passing by. So if you are on holiday in East Java, find time to visit and enjoy the beauty of Bukit Kapur Sekapuk in Gresik. Well, that was Indonesian Wonder today. We'll meet again tomorrow with the same program and more interesting topics. This is the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Now we continue to reply an email sent by Tim Braille in Malaysia. He was listening to our broadcast in Mandarin program through 4750 kHz on January 23, 2020. Hello, Mr. Tim Braille. Your email has been forwarded to Mandarin section, so please be patient to wait for the reply. Thank you. Listener Voice of Indonesia, we will play another beautiful song for you and other listeners around the world. Enjoy the song and happy listening.
Bagaimana mestinya membuatmu jatuh hati kepadaku. Telah ku tuliskan sejuta puisi meyakinkanmu membalas cintaku. Haruskah ku mati karenamu, terkubur dalam kesedihan sepanjang waktu. Haruskah ku relakan hidupku hanya demi cinta yang mungkin
listener, here is Miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's miscellany is about Indonesian smart farming app receives international award. Smart farming app Nyayur.id, which is developed by Imam Pesuwaryantoro and Fajar Budi Laksono, won the Startup X as Change Makers Seed Grant Opportunity 2020 in January 31st. Many countries joined the competition, namely USA, India, Ghana, Costa Rica, Tanzania, India, Bangladesh, Denmark, Nigeria, and many others. This competition was opened for participants aging from 18 to 35 years old. On the StartupXS.com, they congratulated Nyayur.id team for winning StartupXS Changemaker Seed Grant Opportunity 2020. Nyayur.id is a smart farming platform that supplies farming products and provides buying service. They provided best-class product from vendor, distributor, and farmers, along with solutions such as farming market, buying system, and stock estimation for business owners to replace the function of buying manager or cost control manager. On the Startup Access website, they called Nyayur.id to have well-designed business proposal that is interesting and very suitable to support Changemaker Seed Grant. Imam Pesuwaryantoro, one of Nyayur.id initiators, was grateful for this achievement. As quoted from Good News from Indonesia, Imam was surprised to receive this award. After winning the Startup XS Changemaker Seed Grant Opportunity 2020, Imam and his partner Fajar Budi Laksono planned to develop other innovation in smart drone for agriculture and greenhouses for technology transfer acceleration process in smart agriculture sectors in this year. Listener, that was Miscellany for today.
akan tenang dan kau kan pergi.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, Voice of Indonesia. Welcome back in Music Corner. Today we will present you a song entitled Nona, sung by Rizky Febian. The singer of this famous Indonesian comedian, his name began to be known since releasing a single titled Kesempurnaan Cinta in 2015. Since then, his work continues to enliven the Indonesian music world. This January 2020, Rizky released his latest album titled Jejak. However, previous famous single hits were not included in this album. One of the album's mainstay songs is titled Nona. Nona tells about the love story of someone who never gets a definite answer from the ideal woman even though his love is unrequited. And listener, here is Nona, or in English, Miss, by Rizky Febian.
Padamu hanya dirimu yang buatku bertanya-tanya, inginnya idamanku. Nona hanya kau lah yang ku tunggu. Jangan dulu lama-lama tu bisa.
Voice of Indonesia.
Sakit hati dan mulai ku merasa cukup tahu tanda dalam diri. Tak usah ku deketimu lagi. Ku tak mau lagi, tak mau lagi bersamamu kasih. Cukup tahu tanda dalam diri. Tak usah ku ganggu kamu lagi. Ku tak mau lagi, tak mau lagi sayang. Gerak tubuhnya seolah berkata tak cinta padaku dan tak suka padaku. Aku pun mulai berpikir ku sakit hati dan mulai ku merasa cukup tahu tak dalam diri. Tak usah ku deketimu lagi. Ku tak mau lagi, tak mau lagi bersamamu kasih. Cukup tahu tanda dalam diri. Tak usah ku ganggu kamu lagi. Ku tak mau lagi, tak mau lagi sayang. Ku tak mau lagi, tak mau lagi bersamamu kasih. Cukup tahu tanam dalam diri. Tak usah ku ganggu kamu lagi. Ku tak mau lagi, tak mau lagi sayang. Cukup tahu tanam dalam diri. Tak usah ku deketimu lagi. Ku tak mau lagi, tak mau lagi bersamamu kasih. Cukup tahu tanah dalam diri. Tak usah ku ganggu kamu lagi. Ku tak mau lagi, tak mau lagi bersayang.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hati meratap tersiksa sepi. Jangan kau pergi. Bila
it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Adela. See you on the next English program.